from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Here's your cruise news for Monday, September 27th, 2021. Two more cruise ships have returned to sailing. For the first time in over 18 months, both Grand Princess and Norwegian Breakaway are cruising again. Norwegian Cruise Line's Breakaway departed New York City on Sunday for a seven-night Bermuda cruise. From Manhattan, the ship will sail to both Bermuda and the Caribbean. While over on the West Coast, Princess Cruises' Grand Princess is currently on a five-night cruise to Cabo from Los Angeles. And despite posting another massive quarterly loss of $2 billion, Carnival Corporation's restart plans are on track. During an earnings call on Friday, Carnival CEO Arnold Donald said that the company's return cruises are already cash flow positive, as eight of its nine brands have already resumed sailing. He noted demand for sailings are as far out as 2023, and they are strong, proving that future demand is high for cruise vacations. And finally, Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line ship Grand Classica has arrived back home in Florida. For most of September, New Orleans-based energy company Entergy chartered a vessel to house workers who are restoring power in the region following Hurricane Ida. Grand Classica has now arrived back at its Palm Beach home port, from where she resumed two-night cruises to Grand Bahama Island. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 3%, 24.44. Royal Caribbean also up 3, 90.69. And Norwegian up 2.9, 28.10. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.